issues really early, and I think this neighborhood has done a fantastic job at being proactive rather than just reactive. Yes, sir.
So, for this question is kind of multifactorial and complex, but just how much are you aware of what's going on with our neighborhood with all of our litigation stuff? Like, I don't know if I...
I'm well aware.
Okay. So, the question that I have is that we kind of have two pathways that, before us. So one pathway is after litigation, our HOA is still intact, our HOA can still enforce deed restrictions. The deed restrictions are still enforceable. So all that stuff's good. The only thing that we've lost, which is a big thing, but we have lost a funding mechanism to enforce deed restrictions on our own.
Through your property owners association, right?
So we have basically two pathways. One, the easy option, we do nothing. You know, GOMO historically over the past few years has been very grateful and very pleased with the service that the city of Houston and you specifically are providing. And we've contacted the Oak Forest HOA and they are similarly very pleased and grateful for the service you're providing. So the easy option is you do nothing and we just, you know, further, you know, strengthen our relationship with you and the city of Houston and we go that route. The second route is a complete reformation campaign. And then you're probably going to want to get into the deed restrictions because they're from the 1930s. You've already cited several deed restrictions that are not enforceable anyway. So
they may be enforceable, but they're ambiguous, and it may be something that the city might use
discretion.
Yeah, I was
talking about the number of stories and stuff like that.
It may be something you could choose to fight. Any decision the city makes isn't binding on anybody else, so anyone else with standing could choose to try and pursue that.
So if you have a campaign where then you could go to the neighborhood, you could try to reform, and so that's... Maybe that's a better option, but it's very painful. So I'm trying to figure out the true benefit, you know, of the easy option where we just deal with City of Houston versus this second, more painful and more challenging option where, you know, I have the ability to enforce deed restrictions, fund deed restriction enforcement on your own, plus deal with the City of Houston. So is there any guidance based on your experience and the success of City of Houston? We've heard stories that this is a relatively recent event, you know, 6, 7, 8 years ago, we didn't have as much ability to work with City of Houston to enforce. That's what I've been told by GOMO.
Okay.
So it feels, or the perception, that's relatively recent that we have this good relationship with City of Houston in your office, which implies that maybe it's transitory, budget issues, and 10 years from now, maybe it's not as good.
Okay.
But is there any guidance that you can offer for just any community of go it alone and you have the City of Houston versus having your own funding mechanism? What is your advice on that?
Yeah, and I understand the question. You know, do you go to the trouble and the cost and the heartache of reforming versus just leaving things alone and relying on the city? And that's something that the neighborhood's going to have to look at and weigh the pros and cons. I can't give private legal advice and advise you one way or the other. I will say that, you know, as I mentioned earlier, the ability to be proactive and have your own means by which to gain compliance. I talk to neighborhoods all the time that wish they had that, that wish they had dues, that wish they had a funding mechanism to handle things on their own. Grass is always greener. I don't know. You're going to have to weigh the pros and cons and really look at priorities for the neighborhood and...
Well, so I guess my question is more your
available resources and all of that.
Your knowledge of the ability to enforce the relevant deed restrictions is greater than mine in terms of, yeah, we do this stuff, but we don't handle that stuff. You know, so for the most part, it's really just side setbacks that people really get worked up about. And I was hearing, well, but based on
Houston
your
setbacks are the most common.
But based on your knowledge about what the city of Houston is able to do and it's not able to do, is it still better for, forget our neighborhood, is it better for any, you know, generic neighborhood to have their own enforcement ability?
Because there are so many things that may be valid and enforceable within your deed restriction documentation that the city may not have authority to enforce. I mean, I would think you'd want to have the ability to utilize all of your deed restrictions, not just the handful that the legislature has given the city the authority to enforce.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you. What are some things that you don't enforce that come up?
So let me give you a specific example. So noxious and offensive use provisions. That's what one Ashby High Rise.
Yeah.
City didn't have authority to enforce that provision. None whatsoever. But, you know, that's sort of your right to enjoy your property and right of quiet enjoyment. That's what it's typically referred to in those noxious and offensive use provisions as a prime example. It provided some real remedies for that neighborhood. That's a big one that comes to mind to answer your question.
Or that music venue that's over there on the east side of town that got that would be another where the city really wasn't able to put very many restrictions around. There was a delicate negotiation there, from what I understand, right?
Yeah, so, and I wasn't intimately involved in those negotiations, and I'm not sure. I haven't looked really closely about what means by which that neighborhood worked to get some limitation. Yeah. I know they limited sort of the hours, the performances were going to occur, and the number of performances that occur outdoors, and a number of things. But I'm not sure, you know, what means by which they used that, because I didn't follow that closely. It's one of my council districts. So, yes, ma'am, were you raising your hand?
No, but as far as there is an example in our neighborhood of a